Welcome to Tender Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, 46410. Today we are going to be in the book of Exodus 9, and we're going to be going through some more plagues. Now, as we look at these plagues, we're going to look at it from a different point of view, just like we've been doing the last couple weeks. As you see these plagues are coming, think about yourself and how God has to send some things in your life. When you are coming to Christ and he's bringing you to Christ and you are determined to be in Christ, it's some things that's going to go wrong in your life to make you right. Because a change has to happen.
Right.
You may see it as a plague, but God see it for your good.
Right.
It's for your own good. You ever tell your kids that you're going to get in trouble, but this is for your own good because you're going to need this later. You're going to understand why you're in trouble.
Right.
A lot of times we have so many things going on in our life, and when we come to Christ, God has to unravel all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that process is not easy and it's hard.
Right.
But once you get through, God get through unraveling all of that stuff, you can pick it up and say, this is my testimony.
That's right.
And he has freed you from all of those things.
Yes.
So we're going to look at chapter 9 in this way, and we're going to see what God is doing and using Moses to do. One says, then the Lord said to Moses, go in to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. Now remember, as we were talking last week and the weeks before, how we see how God is walking Moses step by step through the things that he needs to say and the things he needs to do. God is not leaving Moses out to just kind of fend for himself. He's doing this, Moses is doing this according to what God says.
Right.
When we live for Christ, we are living according to what his word says.
That's right.
Moses is doing this according to what God says.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, nothing has changed with that. Two says, for if you refuse to let them go, and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will fall with a very severe plague upon your livestock that are in the field, the horses, the donkeys, the camels, the herds, and the flocks. For it says, but the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing of all that belongs to the people of Israel shall die. See how God makes a distinction between his people and worldly folks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right?
God makes that distinction. When you are in Christ, you are protected. And when you're not, you're not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
God makes a point for you to understand, for Pharaoh to understand, that you need to let these people go. 5 says, and the Lord set a time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do these things in the land. And the next day, the Lord did this thing. Why? Because Pharaoh didn't heed the warning. All of these plagues are coming because Pharaoh refused to heed the warning.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, and we have to be careful of how we talk to the people of God, how we treat the people of God, because there is a recompense for that. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh is not letting these people go, and it can be a problem. And we see over and over how, and this is the fifth plague that is coming. Four plagues ago, let my people go. He will not let them go. Mm-hmm. It's been four plagues so far, and here comes the fifth one. They're gonna be let go. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, yeah. Whenever you decide, because see, what we don't realize is God can do this all day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
It doesn't matter because you're going to eventually let it happen.
Right.
God can do this until you die.
Yeah.
But when you die, it's going to happen.
That's right.
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Stop talking about the people of God. Stop messing with the people of God. Mm-hmm. God is saying, let my people go.
Right.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Because I can do this all day. I have nothing but time.
Right.
I am time.
Right.
5 says, and the Lord set a time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing, and the next day the Lord did this thing. Mm-hmm. All the livestock of Egypt died. Mm. But one of the livestock of the people of Israel died. But not one of the livestock of the people of Israel died. And it says, and Pharaoh sent, and behold, not one of the livestock of Israel was dead. Mm-hmm. So he see all of them dead. Go and check and see if the livestock of Israel's died.
Right.
They just walking around.
Right.
They okay.
Right.
That would have been enough for me right there.
Right.
Okay.
When you can pick and choose what to kill.
Right. Right. The same area.
All in the same area, and you can pick out. You know.
Yeah.
So you going through, and you see every other house is dead. You know.
Right.
And there's a whole section.
That's right.
Every cow and everything else is living.
Right.
That would have been enough for me.
Right.
Oh my goodness. 7 says, and Pharaoh sent, and behold, not one of the livestock of Israel was dead. But the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. Now remember, God said he was gonna harden the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand something too. When God says, in the scripture, when it says, but the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, mm-hmm. that means God had hardened it. Why? Because Pharaoh was gonna let him go. Nobody could have saw that and said, okay, I'm done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
God had to keep on hardening his heart. When you see that,
mm-hmm.
you'll see where God hardened it. Why did God harden it? Because he was going to let him go
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Right. Yeah.
Any human being that would have saw that was going to let him go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just, I mean, as a leader of a kingdom, it was just only... That's a no-brainer.
Right.
But God has a point to make.
Mm-hmm.
8 says, so since he hardened his heart, 8 says, and the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take hands full of soot from the kiln and let Moses throw them in the air in the sight of Pharaoh. It shall become dust over all the land of Egypt and become boils breaking out in sores on man and beast throughout the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the soot from the kiln and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses threw it in the air and became boils breaking out in sores on man and beast. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice, Moses didn't ask Pharaoh to let the people go. This was just something. This was like, okay, I'm going to cause this to happen to the livestock. And on top of that,
extra.
This is extra. This is going to throw in a bonus. Take that.
Right.
Wow.
He didn't even ask to let them go this time.
No.
This was just something extra.
Wow.
Extra.
It says in 11, and the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils. For the boils came upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not listen to them, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Can you imagine being in Pharaoh's... I want you to picture yourself in Pharaoh's court,
mm-hmm.
one of his men.
Okay.
And you see all of this happening, and Pharaoh's just, no, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You standing there with boils like, everything is not fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? This is not okay.
Right.
This is a problem. It's good to picture yourself as these different people because you get to understand what was really going on.
Right. Right.
Picture yourself as somebody in Pharaoh's court.
Mm-hmm.
Picture yourself as Pharaoh, wanting to let him go, wanting to let them people go because of what's going on in your kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and your heart gets hardened and you can't.
Right.
Can't.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Because you're saying no, but you know you want to say yeah. Let them go. And you're standing there like, why am I saying no? Why am I keep doing this? What is going on?
Wow.
Because again, it says when the boils came on, God hardened his heart again.
Yeah.
He have to harden his heart because he wants to let them go. Imagine doing bad and can't help it.
Right.
Imagine being in that court, watching your leader just do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do anything about it.
Trump.
Right?
Right.
Now, yeah, and you can bring up
mm-hmm.
our leader as president.
Right.
We're watching him do the wrong things,
mm-hmm.
and we can do nothing about it.
Right.
Same as Pharaoh. Pharaoh's doing everything,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing it wrong. But we see here, from Pharaoh's court's point of view,
mm-hmm.
they like, I don't understand why our leader is doing this.
Right.
Even our president, we look up and we see all of the things that's going on and we're like, I don't know why he's doing all of this. But in this story, we see because God is in control.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Control. Yes.
We think and we see what the president is doing and it's all wrong. But trust me, just like this story,
mm-hmm.
God is in control.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
None of this stuff is new to God.
No.
13 says, then the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning and present yourselves before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For this time, I will send all my plagues
mm-hmm.
on you yourself,
mm-hmm.
and on your servants,
Hello.
And your people.
Hello?
So that you may know that there is none like me in all
yeah,
the earth.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we see how God says to Moses,
mm-hmm.
step by step,
okay.
right.
what they're supposed to be doing.
All right.
mm-hmm.
What they're supposed to be saying, and how they're supposed to be doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, for this time I will send all my plagues on you yourself, and on your servants, and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me on the earth. Now, up to this point, this has been affecting Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, I want you to tell them that not only is this going to affect Egypt, it's going to affect you. Mm-hmm. So up to this point, Pharaoh himself hasn't felt these.
Right.
And we always talk about here, the only thing new is when it happens to you.
Right.
See, Pharaoh can see all of the frogs jumping around and all of this stuff, and he just say, no, I'm not letting them go, and he's going back in his room.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, this time it's going to happen to you.
Right.
And he said, and it's going to happen to you to let you know that I'm God.
Right.
That's right.
Not you.
That's right.
15 says, for by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth. But for this purpose, I have raised you up to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. Now, realize this. God says, I have raised you up. You have become Pharaoh for this moment. I have raised you up.
That's right.
He tells Pharaoh, all your power, I gave it to you.
Right.
And I gave it to you for this reason, so you can show the people that I'm God.
Right.
That's right.
Can you imagine? Now, he says this to Pharaoh. Now, this can go a lot of different ways. He tells Pharaoh this. But this goes for every Pharaoh that has started in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I allow Pharaohs to come all the way up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I allowed you to get into power all the way up until now.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I could show myself to the world.
Wow.
He has nothing but time.
No.
Wow.
So you, being Pharaoh, thinking you all that, has been part of my plan all the time. Just so I can use you to show the whole world who I am.
Right.
Wow. If that don't humble you. 17 says, you are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go. Behold, about this time, in 18, tomorrow I will cause very heavily hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. So he goes back to the foundation of Egypt. So he's telling him, I've let the Pharaohs grow from the time it was founded up to now, so I can use this time to show myself to the world.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The Pharaohs were ordained by God.
Right.
To be there for his purpose.
That's right.
We don't know God's plan.
That's right.
Until he tells you.
Right.
And you say, oh, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about the power of God, you go back to Moses in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Right.
We know the promises came to Abraham, but we see God moving in Egypt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 19 says, Now therefore send, get your livestock and all that you have in the field into safe shelter. For every man and beast that is in the field and is not brought home will die when the hail falls on them. Then whoever feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh hurried his slaves and his livestock into the houses. But whoever did not pay attention to the word of the Lord left his slaves and his livestock in the field. Now, what does this mean? Ain't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the people that, now this is God's mercy. Even though you are an Egyptian and you do not believe in me, I'm letting you know that I'm going to send something into this land. And if you obey me, even though you don't believe in me,
mm-hmm.
I will spare you.
Right.
But if you ignore me,
mm-hmm.
you're going to perish.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We see that today.
Right.
Yeah.
How God shows his mercy on those that obey him.
Mm-hmm.
We see in the scriptures, and this falls into scripture, that ends up being later.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, 22 says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven so that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man and beast and every plant on the field in the land of Egypt. Then Moses stretched out his staff towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and fire ran down to the earth. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. There was hail and fire flashing continually in the midst of the hail, very heavily hail, such as had never been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. They've never ever seen anything like this before.
Right.
And this type of destruction. Can you imagine hail coming down? And it says there was hail and fire. So the hail was coming down hot. It's burning everything. Fireballs from heaven.
Wow.
It's interesting that you see these fireballs from heaven coming down, burning up everything. When you go into the book of Revelation, it says it was a hailstorm, and it gives you that the hailstorm in Revelation that happens was total destruction. They say the hailstorm, the hail balls were 100 pounds a piece.
Right.
So they just, you can be in your house and it won't even matter. It'd probably be worse.
Right.
This is God and his wrath.
That's right.
25 says, and God shows Pharaoh, this is, okay, everything up to now was stuff that you can pretty much deal with. Frogs, flies, pestilence, you know. Things, natural things you can kind of, these are natural disasters. I can kind of deal with this. God said, no, I'm finna show you how serious this is.
Mm-hmm.
You finna find out this is me.
Right.
It got serious when God told Moses, I had to come down.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 25 says, the hail struck down everything that was in the field in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Now it says man and beast. Why? Because we read earlier that God said whatever was left in the field and you didn't listen, it was going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was some people that did not listen.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have said man and beast. They would have just said beast. But apparently it was men who did not believe what God was saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after you saw all of those other ones, those were just the warnings
mm-hmm.
for what was to come later.
Right.
And the hail struck down every plant of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the people of Israel were there no hail. The hail pick and choose where it was going. Pharaoh sent and called to Moses and Aaron. He sent for them. Yeah, go get them. And said to them, "This time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Plead with the Lord, for there has been enough of God's thunder and hail." All right. It got serious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only did Pharaoh plead, he was like, go get Aaron and Moses. I don't care where they at. Find them. You was right. I'm wrong. Stop your Lord from doing all of this stuff. He says, this time I have sinned. I have sinned. You have to confess your sins
right.
to God.
Right.
The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Not only did he say himself, but he says, and the way I'm bringing these people up is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
See, we think people don't know who God is.
Right. Right.
But these people know.
Right.
For one thing, Pharaoh's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He became Pharaoh because he's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Plead with the Lord, for there has been enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Moses said to him, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
Understand this. He sent for Moses, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was telling him to tell Moses to stop. To talk to your God to stop this. So he called for Moses and Aaron in the middle of a hailstorm. So for wherever they were, they was able to find them and make it back during this hailstorm.
Right?
Not only that, but in this middle of this hailstorm, because there is no cell phones, you have to be in the presence of everybody you talk to.
Right?
Mm-hmm. He's talking to Moses and Aaron. Moses says, okay, I will go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, as soon as I have gone out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So Moses has to make it out of the city during the hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's God's man, you're going to watch Moses not get touched by hail.
Right.
Him and Aaron.
Right.
Imagine seeing that.
Right.
And they just walking. Well, I'm going to get out of here. And you watching them not being touched by hail or fire.
Right.
And everything else is dying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
These are the little wonders that you don't really pick up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wow.
He said, as soon as I get out of the city, I got it. He telling them, okay, I need you to stop all of it. Okay, well, I got to get out of the city first. I got to stretch out my hands. I got to talk to God.
Mm.
It's a thing.
Right.
We got to go through some things to get this to stop.
Process.
Yeah, it's a process.
Right.
So this ain't gonna happen right away. I can't tell it right now. I gotta get out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
God is not gonna talk to me while I'm in this place.
Right.
I gotta get out of the city. Then I talk to God. I stretch out my hands. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess at Pharaoh's point, I can see Pharaoh, whatever you got to do, go. Stop this, right?
Right.
He said, the thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
30 says, but as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God. The flax and the barley were struck down, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in the bud. But the wheat and the ermer were not struck down, for they are late in coming up. So they had stuff that was growing, they got killed.
Mm-hmm.
But it was some things that ain't came up yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't get touched.
Right.
So Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and stretched out his hands to the Lord, and the thunder and the hail ceased. And the rain no longer poured into the earth. But when Pharaoh saw the rain and the hail and the thunder cease, he sinned yet again and hardened his heart, and he and his servants. Right?
Right.
Now let's listen to that again. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased,
mm-hmm.
he sinned yet again and hardened his heart. Now,
mm-hmm.
it didn't say God did it.
Mm-hmm.
He hardened his own heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's done now.
He hardened his heart. He and his servant.
He and his
servant.
Mm-hmm. Now, stop. We ain't got to listen to that. Do we, y'all? No.
Right. Crazy.
See how misery loves company?
Yes.
Why the servants? Because they still fear Pharaoh.
Right.
More than they fear God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people of Israel go, just as the Lord has spoke through Moses.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes we can get beside ourselves to the point where you can just, no matter how bad it gets,
mm-hmm.
after it seemed bad at the time, which it is,
mm-hmm.
and then when it's all over,
back to normal.
It's back to normal. Back to your same old two-step,
right?
And you just dismiss it, and you talk, and you convince yourself it was all a coincidence,
right?
Ah, this ain't. Yeah, you see how the hell it just came out of nowhere, right? Yeah, that was. You know, it was just time. We never had that before, so it was just time. God drops things in time. When he wants.
Mm.
And he stops them when he wants.
Mm.
That's what time is for God.
Mm.
Yeah.
God goes in and out of time whenever he gets ready.
That's right.
Are you ready?
Mm.
Are you ready to come to Christ?
Mm.
Are you ready to stop playing games with God?
Mm-hmm.
Start being serious about your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Start being serious about your soul.
That's right.
God is not going to wait forever.
That's right.
God has forever. We as human beings, we don't. Give yourself over to the Lord.
That's right.
And watch him do some things in your life. But you have to try him first.
That's right.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for these scriptures. We thank you for allowing us to see our shortcomings and allowing us to have revelation knowledge of the scriptures. As we see how Pharaoh leads his people, and we saw how he knew when he was doing wrong, We have to know for ourselves and in our hearts that you are Lord and you are our Savior. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of these scriptures.
Yes.
And I ask that anybody that is watching this broadcast to, for you to open their hearts
mm-hmm.
and show yourself to them.
Yes.
So they can move forward in a new life with you. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray and say, amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed and faithful.